And what were some of those questions?
So some of those questions are around, so one of the things we've been interested in is how people constitute a meal over time, which is something that you could actually learn from a menu. Also, there's been a little bit of work that people have started to do with the data about changes in availability of certain things or in the prices of them, which can let you know something about both historical changes in environment or also changes in economics. And specifically in terms of the war period, our question was something about how food might change as a result of war, whether that be about availability or about people's understandings of national identity, especially in moments when nations are being presented in different ways,
Oh, interesting.
as World War I would have done.
Okay, great. Can we back up just one second? Trevor, I was very interested to learn that you started out on this project as a kind of teaching test case. What about the data made it such a good teaching aid for you?
Yeah, there were really two things. One is that in a lot of ways, the New York Public Library Labs had done much of what we hope that people will do with their humanities research data, right? They'd made it openly available, they'd made it easy to download, it was in a structured format, you could actually get at it a number of ways. And because it was a sort of New York Library project, you could be sort of fairly confident that it wasn't going to evaporate next week and you wouldn't be able to go back and get, that version of that data. So like available, openly licensed for reuse, structured and, sort of permanently preserved, are sort of like the four things that we're trying to get, most people to do with their humanities data. And in sort of the New York Public Library Labs case, it was already done. And so then we could, then it seemed to be an interesting question of, all right, well then what does data curation add at that point? If those four basic things are sort of taken care of, how do we really think about, what activities we can do that make this information more valuable for researchers?
Sure. I was really interested to learn that you characterized the data that you got from the NYPL labs as messy, right? So you embarked on a process to kind of clean it up. And it was interesting to learn about the size of the data, because in a way it seemed like it was a good case for you to work with because it wasn't particularly huge, but then when you went to work with it and sort of clean it up, that size did become an issue, didn't it?
Yeah, it did in a few ways. So first of all, Trevor realized, I think, quite quickly that OpenRefine wasn't really going to be the best way to deal with it, in part because it's such a large set that it will start breaking OpenRefine. But as we said, we began by talking about it as messy. We've actually, in some ways, I think, changed the way we've been thinking about it lately. Did need normalization for the products that were off the shelf.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit there, Katie. Could you repeat that last part?
Oh yeah, it's that what was the last part? That it was just too large for us to use something like Google Refine.
Okay.
Well, and I think in that case of like being too large for Google Refine, I mean, I think in one sense, saying that in a blog post, is a little clickbaity, right? Like, oh, this tool that everyone is so excited about doesn't actually work for this big important data set. And I think, that obscures part of what's interesting about finding out that it's too big for OpenRefine. And what I see happening there is, OpenRefine is a sort of awesome power tool for working with, like things that are already sort of semi-controlled values, right? So where someone's made an attempt to sort of organize some information either through like tagging or some kind of cataloging code or whatever, and perhaps, it's become a little untidy or whatever, and you just need to sort of, get it back in the buckets that are already there. Whereas I think what the menu data shows is like,